From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, March 6th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. We have higher trade in early action, substantially higher trade, really. May corn up 5.5 at 4.59. December corn, new crop, up 4.25 at 4.82 1/4. May soybean futures up 17.25 at 11.96 1/2. And the November new crop soybean contract up 10.25 at 11.46 3/4. Nearby wheat, the May contract up 26.5 at 6.10 1/4. And the July new crop contract up 25 cents at 6.18. These market complexes really following soybean oil higher. Soybean oil is following crude higher. April WTI oil up $8.32 at 89.33 last check. This is not a good sign for RBOB and ultimately gas prices at the pump. Moving forward, I did a lot of winter presentations this last 2 or 3 months, and I mentioned, you know, we've been around $60 crude or $60 to $65 for quite a long time, even after the capture of Maduro in Venezuela. And due to the logistics constraints in the Strait of Hormuz, there's been a premium added to energies and oil leading the way higher. Stock market down sharply in early trade. Dow Jones last check down 901 points at 47,052. Nearby corn, you know, up 6 cents last check. We are 3 or 4 cents off the highs, but we are at the highest level since late December. So that is definitely noteworthy. Soybeans higher on the move here, making a new high. But we are off the highs today by about 4 cents. So calming down a little bit here at 8:57. Trump posts on Truth Social, there will be no deal with Iran except for unconditional surrender. So it's really going to be interesting to see who leads that country moving forward. And if this can somehow be a shorter conflict, a 1 week, 2 week conflict, we do not want to see a wide-ranging, several-month, multi-month conflict at all. It's just going to lead to a lot of pain and definitely inflation for for consumers in Europe and Asia more so than in North America, but we'll feel it here too in North America. In fact, we already have. We've seen funds really pile on here to previously held short positions, so they get out of a short position, you have to buy futures, and that's what's happened. They're estimated to be pretty much net even on corn after being short, net long 173,000 contracts of soybeans, and net short 19,000 contracts of Chicago SRW wheat. We'll get official CFTC positions as of Tuesday later this afternoon. So it'll be interesting to see their official positions because they legally have to report those. Our Feb average on crop insurance ended up at 462 on corn and 1109 on soybeans. So really substantial improvement on the soybeans versus last year, and corn down 8 cents from last year. So pretty flat on the corn. Farmer Bridge Assistance sign up opened up a week or two ago, and that runs through mid-April. So they are not mailing those applications out. So it's very important that everyone signs that. Landlord, someone you custom farm for, 50-50 ground. Every one of those will need a signature to participate in the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. So that's what's going on here. We had some rain here this last week, but making just a very small dent in the drought monitor. We need several inches to catch up due to the drought conditions we all know have been around all winter. So I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great weekend as well. 1A is next on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.